Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome back inside the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Lab, which is Steel, Roden, and Big Flip Livingstone taking you through Game 4 reactions, Game 5 tee-up, and of course, big-time bets, baby. Let's tap in and let's get this paper.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, don't we have a little bit of controversy a-brewing in the NHL world? Welcome back, everybody, to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, and thank you so much for making us your first listen every single day. Tuning in to Steel Roden and your boy Big Flip Livingstone, Monday to Friday. You know where to find us. Thank you so, so much for that support. You know the drill. I'm saving all of my ammunition, all my talking points today, Steel, for the good stuff. Game 4 reaction, lots to talk about. Game 5, headed back to Denver, lots to talk about there. And, of course, you know we're trying to pay these bills. We're still hitting a couple of bets every night, but like Steel said, we're trying to get better. We're trying to really stack this serious money because the offseason is just around the corner, and that means lots of opportunities to tee up next season. So keep it locked right here. Steel, we know where we need to start this conversation. You've sent me a couple of very intriguing tidbits about this too many men missed call, too many men, I don't know what you want to call this, a bit of a fiasco, I would say, because in my opinion, that's too many men on the ice.
Yeah, it's an emotional game. It's an emotional situation, obviously, for the Tampa Bay Lightning and John Cooper, as we saw in the post-game conference. For me, I don't think it was too many men. And I think Jared Bednar had a very good, a very well-spoken explanation on where he was coming from and from his perspective. He said that he, you know, he rewatched it many, many times. He just kept rewinding it, watching it over again. And I really love the word that he used. This is a fluid game. We're changing on the fly, and we know this. And, you know, obviously it's a Stanley Cup Finals. It's a very important game, but in the regular season, we see this so many times. Guys going off the ice, they're still like 10 feet away from the bench and people hopping over to get back in the play. It's a very fluid game, changing on the fly. And I like his explanation. He said to him, like, it was a nothing play. Like, it's very hard. And yes, it is it's a judgment call on all four of the officials on the ice there. Any of them can make the call for too many men on the ice. It's very hard in the situation. The puck is on the other side of the ice. Nazem Kadri has it. Their eyes are focused on the puck and on the play. I don't know who was changing, but he was practically standing right on the bench, just hopping over. And Jared Bednar also explained that he's seen so many times. I'm not sure if it was that play exactly, but many times he's seen the defenseman for the Tampa Bay Lightning still a zone away and their players hopping over the bench. So I love his explanation. It's a fluid game. They're changing on the fly. Yes, it's a judgment call on the officials' part, but for me, I thought it was clean. I don't think there was too many men. The puck was on the other side of the ice. He wasn't involved in the play itself, which would have been a factor if he was.
For sure, and this is one of those things when it comes down to the NHL rulebook. There are some and we saw it earlier in the playoffs with the offside call with Cale Makar. Yeah. So that was one of these situations where you and I could sit here all day and talk about, you know, what we think about has happened and what the call was. The honesty from my side of things is I just don't know those little the tiny itty bitty parts of the NHL rulebook. I don't know them. So maybe there is something in there that, you know, these NHL referees do this for a living. And I really appreciate that you brought up the fact that this is such a tough situation. You got to get it right. I know a lot of people are saying they got it wrong. A lot of people are saying they got it right as well. Yeah. So this is just one of those situations where I really do think is, where was your money on? Where are you invested in? Because if you're a Colorado Avalanche fan, you're probably not even thinking about this anymore, realistically. Yeah. You've moved on to game 5. You're about to get ready to try and lock this baby down. And, you know, you'd be wise if you're the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Tampa Bay Lightning fan base to do the same and move on, because that bad boy is in the books. But when I see Nas standing there clear on the ice, I believe it was Kadri who came over the boards in exchange for MacKinnon from the video that I saw. I believe that was the change. It just seems like, and I agree with actually everything that Jared Bednar said, except for I still think, and maybe it's because I have Tampa in seven. Again, I'm a bit butthurt about it. But to me, it's a coin flip call. It went the wrong way, in my opinion, but it's one of those 50-50 situations that, like you said, again, great point. Four officials on the ice. Any one of them could have called it. All four decide not to. At the end of the day, that's good enough for me to move on. But do I think it was too many men? Yes. But we're moving on. It's time for game five. And aside from, and I want to leave game four at this, Steele, how awesome is it to see Nazem Kadri perform the way he has after all the BS both him and his entire family has had to take this entire NH? Actually, I'll go as far as every time he plays in the playoffs, whether it be Boston, St. Louis, this guy has dealt with some extreme, extreme BS and racial prejudice. And good for Nazem Kadri. First ever Stanley Cup game, and he pots the OT winner. And a good GTA boy as well.
Look, this is exactly what Nazem Kadri is capable of when he's in the game. And this is what frustrated Toronto Maple Leaf fans so many times and year after year, that he wasn't being smart on the ice. He let his emotions get the best of him in the moment. And it cost the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it's not costing the Colorado Avalanche right now. So he's playing absolutely fantastic. Yeah. It's great to see him back. Back in the lineup, being in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time and making it this far for the first time in his career. But he's had seven game-winning goals in the postseason throughout his career in the playoffs. All seven of those came with the Colorado Avalanche. So he's an absolutely clutch player, it seems like. I believe he had five game-winning goals 2 years ago. He's had two so far this year, obviously a huge one in game four. But he's an absolutely stellar player, and he's a game changer. And that's what he needs to do when he's in the lineup. He needs to play smart, and he needs to be a reliable player that the Avalanche can depend on.
He is a game changer. And sometimes for the worse, we know that that is the other side of the coin with Nazem Kadri. And you know what? We could talk about Naz like for a full episode. He's one of those kinds of players. And look what's happened just in this playoff as a little microcosm of his entire career. It's more of the same. Absolutely stellar play. Some questionable calls, some questionable off-ice things, and I'm not talking about the BS his family had to deal with. That's nothing questionable on his side there, but you know what I'm getting at. And what I'll leave it at this, Steele, with this game is look at who gets it done for the Colorado Avalanche. Some of the guys that were out with injury, Nazem Kadri comes back, answers the call for them in a clutch moment. Andrew Cogliano has a big goal as well. He was out for a good chunk of time. So when I had checked the stats to see who actually had got that goal, the second goal, first goal?
Second goal.
Good for the Colorado Avalanche. And a lot has been talked about the off-ice moves, the GM, you know, the player movement, player personnel. And again, the depth on the Colorado Avalanche, get it done. There's a lot we could talk about with this deal. We're keeping this episode short and sweet because we want to make sure we leave some time for big-time bets. Speaking of which, betonline.net. It is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports development, league news, and this year's NHL playoffs and cup final. Of course, that's where we are. Hello. Major League Baseball is in full swing. And make sure you check out all the live betting on betonline.net, esports scores, and more. It is the best spot for all of your podcasts, news, and everything you need to make a wager this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So if you haven't yet, please hit the subscribe and the follow button. It means the world to Flip and I, and we appreciate all the love and support out there. So thank you so much. Hit the buttons, and thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We just broke down game four, the controversy, which was the overtime goal. Was there too many men or not too many men? Let's jump into what might happen for game five and what we should expect. You know, for me, I actually thought game four was probably the best so far out of the series. You know, this is what we were really expecting. Low scoring games, a tight physical game where you can really depend on your defensemen on both sides of the ice as well. Jumping up into the play. We just saw Victor Hedman get his first of the Stanley Cup Finals. Yeah. Nathan MacKinnon just got his first of the Stanley Cup Finals as well. So that's probably feeling good for both of those superstars as of right now. I see the same, you know, what we just saw of game four heading into game five. Another very low scoring game. Those superstar players obviously stepping up when needed, when they need to. But for me, again, I think this is going to be a battle of the goalies. Vasilevskiy and Darcy Kuemper really stood on their heads. Besides, like for me, the Darcy Kuemper first goal, that was not his fault whatsoever. You know,
mask comes off.
Yeah. Hard shot off the face. Mask comes off. You're obviously a little bit, you know, you probably see a couple birds floating around your head.
Most definitely.
And that's part of the game. It's a continuous play. A great call by the officials not to blow it down. It's a continuous play. So Anthony Cirelli right there to jump on the rebound and put it behind Kuemper. But I really thought to me, the two goalies, Vasilevskiy and Kuemper, stuck out.
They stuck out. It was the first true NHL Stanley Cup final game that I think we saw from this whole series yet, because everything else has been run and gun. Everything else has been kind of the style you expect in January after February after the All-Star break, and the guys have been on the sauce a little bit or something like that. This is the kind of hockey that you've come to expect Stanley Cup playoff time, especially in the final itself. And I think you're right, Steele. You know, tease to big time bets coming up in a few minutes. I believe we're in store for another one. Also, I appreciate that you highlighted how solid Darcy Kuemper was, because we knew he needed to be better for the Colorado Avalanche after getting a 6 spot put up against him, and or 5 spot, I believe.
Yeah,
one on Francouz. Anyway, you know the numbers and me. Here we go. But at the end of the day for me, Steele, I expect a massive game from Andrei Vasilevskiy in game five. Yeah. I don't think that's a hot take. Anyone who knows the Tampa Bay Lightning and Andrei Vasilevskiy, you've seen him in the warmups. His eyes are like absolute saucers. That guy's eyes are going to be bulging out of the back of his head. He's going to be locked in. We know his track record in bounce back games. It's been a bit spotty in this series, but I think you can expect a very tight checking, gritty, and one of those games where it's going to be who can get one more than the other. And I mean just one more. It might be a 2-1 final. It might be something that low scoring. And yes, I am feeling an underbet coming on.
Yeah, I'm feeling an underbet too. We'll save that for big time bets, obviously, even though we just said it right now. But real quick, before we get to big time bets, we were just talking about the goalies, you know, obviously them being a huge part for both their teams. But who do you think is going to be a huge X factor for both the Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning? For me right now, I'm looking at Anthony Cirelli, because I was really hard on him for the first two rounds of the postseason, and he's finally stepping up when needed to. A huge goal in the first period, in the first 30 seconds of game four. He had a big goal to tie it up in game three, I believe it was, which led him, you know, which really jump-started his team for game three. But I think Anthony Cirelli needs to, again, be an X factor for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
If you run the tape back, or if you have been subscribed to the Locked On Fantasy podcast, this is a good idea, by the way. You would have heard that I pointed out Anthony Cirelli before the series started. I expected him to take his game to another level, because it just wasn't at any level whatsoever.
Yeah.
He was playing great defensive hockey, shut down against some very, very good forwards over the first three rounds. So I really expected him to take another step, and he's done just that. Unfortunately, some of the big moment in game four, that momentum was squandered almost, by the Tampa Bay Lightning when they couldn't do anything more with it. But still great to see from him. I need more from Nikita Kucherov in some big moments here with Tampa Bay up against it. I know he's probably injured, and people are looking at me like, hello, this guy has been the best forward over the last number of seasons in the playoffs. That means he's going to need to step up when his team is on the ropes. I'm not saying his track record hasn't been good. I mean, and I don't mean step up because he hasn't been stepping up. You need to step up to survive. So Nikita Kucherov is that X factor for me, Steele, for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And for the Colorado Avalanche, I think it's got to be Darcy Kuemper. I think he has an opportunity in front of him here. And we talked a little bit about him going into the offseason as a free agent. If he wants to get paid, there's no better way than to put all the critics to bed, including me, and, you know, absolutely shut out this team in game five.
Yeah, it is game five, Flip. I know it's tough with the numbers with you, but it's okay. We'll get there eventually. And yeah, I think Darcy Kuemper, you know, I think he played a great game four. You know, I stuck with him after game three. I thought that, you know, obviously it was the right move to pull him after, you know, letting five goals in, but get right back to Darcy Kuemper for game four, and it turned out great for him. For me, I'm looking at Mikko Rantanen. By far, I think he's been the best player for the Colorado Avalanche, and sneakily, very sneakily, the best player for the Avalanche. Just his last five games. So his last goal was 5 games ago. That was their last game in the Western Conference Finals against the Edmonton Oilers. That was his last goal. Since then, he's put up, let me count right here, 2, 4, 5. He's put up 8 assists in 4 games. In 4 games in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Don't hold us to that number, by the way. It might be close, though.
It is 8. I just did the math. I got my calculator out right now, Flip.
His abacus is out.
He's got 8 assists in the first 4 games of the Stanley Cup Finals. Nice. I want to say more than half of that is on the power play as well. So he's leading the power play. He's facilitating. He's playmaking right now. I think he's been their best player, and I think he continues to be their best player in game five. And just a little tease up for my big time bets.
Loving it. Loving the X factors. And I am more than excited for big time bets. Steel, tonight might be our last time kick at the can here for big time bets for the 2022 season. That's really fun. Thank you so much for riding with us, everybody, for all these episodes. And trust me when I say, you've heard it all before when it comes to the off-season content tee up, but you want to be here for all of it, pal. X factors, mock drafts, everything that you need to stack that fantasy paper. That's coming up all summer long, people. So keep it tapped in right here.
Let's jump right over to big time bets. For me, I'm keeping it the exact same for game four.
Why
literally
not?
The exact same picks. So I'll just get us started off. You know what? I'll just rack off all three picks.
Do it. They're
literally they're the same. Steven Stamkos, anytime assist at +125 right now. You and I talked about him having to put a little bit more of the weight on his shoulders with a couple of the injuries to his guys, to his superstar line mates. So again, I think he needs to play huge in game five on the road and really put a lot of the pressure on his shoulders. Stammer, anytime assist at +125. I'm also going to take the Tampa Bay Lightning on the money line because I don't think they're done whatsoever. Tampa Bay on the money line at +160 right now. You were just talking about Andre Vasilevskiy. He's going to be locked in, focused. He's not going to let anything get to him. Andre, and we know how great he is after a loss too. So Tampa Bay Lightning on the money line, +160. But my lock of the night, and I'm going back to it, which I've gone to for the last 3 games, and it's hit every single time. Mikko Rantanen, anytime assist or anytime power play point, because he's put eight assists up in 4 games. Either half or more than half of those have been on the power play. So if you're not taking a power play, just take the anytime assist at -130. That is my lock of the night, and I'll throw it over to you.
Appreciate that, pal. Yeah, my locks of the night have been a bit dodgy the last few games. That's okay. Still hitting a pick or two every night, which I appreciate. Trust me when I say that. And I'm feeling my first pick. It's not my lock of the night. I do have 3 picks, but I'm going to go with the pick that I hit the other night and I didn't actually share it on the show, which made me feel like a bit of a boob, but that is okay. First period props are always spicy, but I'm going back to it, which is what I hit the other night. Give me the under 1.5 first period goals. I absolutely love this bet. You're going to get a pretty good odd on it as well because of how high scoring these games have been aside from game four. I think you'll get another good odd for it. So hit me with the under 1.5 first period total. Loving that period prop. Thank me later on that one. My second pick, steal. It has to be Nikita Kucherov anytime assist. This guy needs to step up and answer for his team in game five in an elimination. And again, let me clarify when I say step up, not step up from what he's been doing, but step up when they're against elimination. This is not a position this team has been in the Stanley Cup for a long time. And Nikita Kucherov is one of those guys that continues to get it done year in and year out. And he has to do it again if this team wants to bring it back to Tampa for game six. So that's my second pick. And my third and final pick, And sorry, that is my lock of the night, the Kucherov assist. But my third and final pick, I got to do it as well, mostly because I've been riding with them. Give me Tampa Bay on the money line. I think they have a little bit left in the tank here. You're going to see the whole kitchen sink thrown at the Colorado Avalanche, starting with Andrei Vasilevskiy in the cage. I think, like I said, eyes popping. He's going to have those, you know, he's almost got the White Walker eyes from Game of Thrones. You know, you don't want to look too close. I hope Aria is nowhere in sight for game five. But trust me when I say Vasilevskiy will be better, and give me the Tampa Bay Lightning on the money line. That's my third pick. But my lock of the night is Nikita Kucherov anytime assist.
And just as an honorable mention, I believe Flip and I are looking at the under in the entire game. So if the under is at six or 6.5 as well, yeah, we both think, you know what, I won't speak for you, but I believe this is going to be a low score.
I'm leaning that way for
sure. All right, perfect. So we're on the same page. Look towards the under at 6 or 6.5 in this game. This is the type of hockey that we were expecting. The first three games were a little out of hand offensively, a little bit more tighter defensively, a little bit more physical for game five moving forward, a low scoring game on our parts. But just to reiterate, Flip's lock of the night, anytime assist from Nikita Kucherov. My lock of the night, anytime assist from Mikko Rantanen. Those two guys who I compared to before the series started, or a couple of episodes ago, those guys have really been leading their team on the power play and really facilitating. So those two guys, look for the anytime assist, lock it in, pencil it in, put your money down, stack the paper. That's what Flip and I are trying to do right now for all of you out there tuning into the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And thank you for making it your first listen every single day. But for your second listen, you have to check out Locked On NHL, from first round matchups to each Stanley Cup kiss, which we might be seeing on Friday night. Locked On NHL covers the playoffs like no other. Hear the latest news and opinions from local experts every Monday through Friday. It's free and available on all podcast platforms, just like this podcast right here. So like we say every single episode, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. You don't want to miss out on all the content coming this summer. A ton of content coming this summer, which Flip and I have in the works right now. Thank you again for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again on Monday.
Peace.